RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea. RV, un lugar interactivo diseñado por la Vicerrectoría de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas que propone un ambiente virtual de encuentro y emisión donde lo nacional y global tiene cabida en cada una de sus franjas.
We have continued with our trip around Santander. In Santander study many teenagers and they are who speak about different topics today. But remember, we travel now in different schools, beautiful schools, where the students are learning English and they are practicing every day to deliver us an interesting information about the life, animal, forest, hobbies, and leisure activities and other subjects really important for you and me.
It's like a tipsy and I won't back down cause life's already bit me. And I won't cry, I'm too young to die if you gon' quit me. Cause I'm a gypsy.
Well, today we are in El Pilar School. In the Pilar School, the girls and boys speak us about tales. Do you like the tales? Well, I do. I love the tales. I love the stories. I love all kind of novels. Interesting topic.
Never made agreements. It's like a gypsy and I won't back down cause life's already fit me. And I won't cry, I'm too young to die if you gon' quit me.
The frogs and the elves. An ox came down to a reedy pool to drink. As he splashed heavily into the water, he crushed a young frog into the mud. The old frog soon missed the little one and escaped his brothers and sisters what had become of him. A great big monster, said one of them, stepped on the little brother with one of his hoof feet. Big what hit, said the old frog, poofing herself up. Was he as big as this? Oh, much bigger, they cried. The frog puffed up still more. He could not have been bigger than this, she said. But the little frogs all declared that the monster was much, much bigger, and the old frog kept puffing herself out more and more until all the ones she burst. Do not attempt the impossible.
No. With young Crab and his mother. Why in the world do you work secret like that? Said a mother Crab to her son. You shall always work straight forward with your dash stammered out. Show me how to work, mother dear. Anger the little Crab obedient. I want to learn. So she all crab cheered and cheered to work straight forward, but she called work sideways only, like her son. And when she went to tour, her toes on she tripped and feet on her nose. Do not tell others how to act unless you can see a good example.
Cause I'm a gypsy. I say, hey, you're no fool if you say no. Ain't it just the way life goes? People feel what they don't know. Come on for the ride, oh yeah.
It's time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes. Well, we continue here in La Aventura del Inglés.
'Cause I'm a gypsy. Are you coming with me? I might steal your clothes and wear them if they fit me. Never made agreements, just like a gypsy. And I won't back down 'cause life's already bit me. And I won't cry, I'm too young to die if you gon' quit me.
Kick and the Wolf. I felt this young kid had been left by the herdsman on the stretched rope of the ship's shelter to keep him off hot hand way. The kid was browsing near the edge of the rope when he spied a wolf and began to hear a thing. Mocking face and bowing him to his heart content. I hear you, sighed the wolf, and I heard the late great angel. You work what you say or do. When you are up there, it's the rope that talking, not you. Do not say anything at any time that you want, not say all time.
The bow and the hilberts. A bow was given permission to put his hat into a pitcher to get some hilberts. But he took such a gait, fistful, that the cow not dream his hat to again. There he stood unwilling to give up at his sinful Herbert, and yet unbred to get him out on seat. Beset in dissembling, he began to greet me boy, said to his mother, be satisfied. Queen have the new things you have taken, and you will easily get your half to his house. Then perhaps you may have home more hilberts. So over time, do not attempt too much at home.
Looking gets too boring when you learn how to fly. Now the homecoming time. Take the top off, and who knows what you might find. Won't confess all my sins. You can bet on
it. It's time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
Cibercafé. Todos los días desde las 20 horas a las 20 y 30 hora colombiana. Un café virtual con aroma transglobal. Cibercafé, solamente aquí por la RV.
Well, we continue here in La Aventura del Inglés.
Are you coming with me? And wear them if they fit me. I don't make agreements, just like a gypsy.
The lion and the ass. All day as the lion walked boldly down and forest alley, and the animals respectful made wall for him. And as brilliant and scarfly remark as he passed, the lion fell and flash of hunger would mean he turned his head and saw what had spoken. He walked walking on. He would not arrow the fool with having so much as stir the stomach of he clowns. No reason the remarks of a fool would ignore them.
The wolf and his shadow. A wolf lives is led on evening, in fine spirits and an excellent appetite. Has he run the sittings and caused his shadow far out on the ground, and he looked as if the wolf were 100 times bigger than he really was. Why? Exclaimed the wolf proudly. See how big I am. Fancy me running away from a lion. He showed him what is fit to be king, her or I. Host an immense shadow blotted him out. Enter lay, and the next instant a lion struck him down with a single blow. Do not let your fancy make you forget drills.
Interesting topic.
Travelers and the Boars. Two men were traveling in company along road when one of them picked up a well-filled purse. How lucky I am, he said. I have found a purse. Hooking by its weight, it must be full of gold. Do not say I have found a purse, said his companion. Say rather, we have found a purse, and how lucky we are. Travelers ought to share alike the fortunes of misfortunes of the road. No, replied the other angrily. I found it, and I am going to keep it. Just then they heard a shout of stop type, and looking around, saw a mob of people armed with clubs coming down the road. The man who had found the purse fell into a panic. We are lost if find the purse on us, he cried. No, replied the other. You will not say we before so no stick to you. I say I am lost. We cannot expect anyone to share our misfortunes unless we are willing to share our good fortune else.
The crow and the pitcher. Is in a spell of dry water when the birds call him very late to drink. A thirsty crow found a pitcher with a little water in it. But the pitcher was high and had a narrow neck, and no matter how he tried, he could not reach the water. The poor thing fell in his mouth, dead of thirst. Then an idea came to him, thinking of some old fables. He dropped them into the pitchers on the one. With each pebble, the water rose a little higher until at last it was near enough so he could drink. In a pinch, a good use of all which my head owes us.
Never made agreements, just like a gypsy. And I won't back down, cause life's already bit me. And I won't cry, I'm too young to die if you gon' quit me. Scars remind me just how far that I've
gone. The plenty to travels, walking in the mountain sun, sought in the shady of
with 13 tree tall reeds. As they lay looking out among the pleasant love, the salt tide, it was a tiny tree. How so is the plain sight on of them. It bears no fruiting whatever at until service to wither the land with leaves. Ungrateful creatures said above from the planet tree, you delight here in my calling, shove it, and yet Joe said, I am so much host integrateful. Oh, Jupiter, the man received their blessing, all best blazing of are of them the least appreciated.
Listening and learning.
The wolf and the lamb. A wolf had fallen a lamb and was crying it off to his lair to eat it. But his plans were very much changed when he met a lion, who, without mocking an excuse, took the lamb away from him. The wolf made off to a safe distance and then said in a much injured tone, you have no right to take my property like that. The lion looked back, but as the wolf was too far away to be taught a lesson without too much inconvenience, he said, your property did you bad it, or did the shepherd make you a gift of it? Pray to me, how did you get it? What is evil won is evil lost.
The dove and the frog. Some dove found the skin of a lion and hurriedly began to tear it with their teeth. And fox chanced to see them and loudness as if some lion had believed his side, it would hide half. Be a very different turn. He would have made you feel too much sharply. He claws hard, thank you, Tim. It is as handsome, competent, the kid and man, thank you.
It's time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
El Sistema Nacional de Investigación UNADISTA invita a todos los estudiantes que integran semilleros de investigación a inscribirse a la convocatoria de clasificación de semilleros. La información de registro la pueden encontrar en el enlace Convocatorias de la página www.investigacion.edu.cu, donde deben registrar la información del semillero, el nombre y los datos de los integrantes, la producción intelectual como artículos, ponencias, proyectos, reconocimientos y desarrollos. Mayores informes en las oficinas de investigación de SUSEAD y en Bogotá en el teléfono 203-8338, extensión 152. Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia, por la calidad educativa y la equidad social.
Well, we continue here in La Aventura del Inglés.
Never made agreements, it's like a gypsy, and I won't back down cause life's already bit me. And I won't cry, I'm too young to die if you gon' quit me, cause I'm a gypsy.
The horse and the frog. Hearts, as you know, are very timid. The last chandel sends them scurrying in fright to a hidden place. Once they decided to they rather than live in show misery. But while they were debating how best to meet death, they thought they heard a noise and in a flash were scampered in of the garden. On the way, they passed a point where a family of frogs was sitting among the reeds on the bank. In an instant, the startled frogs were screaming something in the mud. Look, create a heart. They are not too bad after all, for there are creatures who are even afraid of us. However unfortunate we may be, we are there is always some man worse off than ourselves.
Dogs and the heights. Some hungry dogs saw a number of heights at the bottom of a stream where the tanner had put them to soak. A fine height makes an excellent meal for a hungry dog. But the water was deep and the dogs could not reach the heights from the bank. So they held a council and decided that the very best thing to do was to drink of the river. All fell to pumping up the water as fast as they could, but Tau then drank and drank until one after another. All of them had burst with drinking, but still for all their efforts, the water in the river remained as hide as ever. Do not try to do impossible things.
Walking gets too boring when you learn how to fly. Now the homecoming time. Take the top off and who knows what you might find. Won't confess all my sins.
Our environment.
Cause I'm a gypsy. I can't hide what I've done. Scars remind me just how far that I've come.
Hillplant is native to India, where it is cultivated for over 4,000 years. He arrived in Spain, dwelling in Madrid, Egypt, thanks to the Muslims who went to occupy our country, and we were the Spanish who introduced it to Europe, where it is spreading rapidly, especially France and Italy. Belongs to the some nascent family, belongs to the green species Somali melon variety is calling to. It is a plant of warmth of temperature climates, is very sensitive to cold and the nest allow a hot brooding period. It other than enjoy a good
harvest and optimum flavor. The against plating innate to India where it is cultivated.
It's time to live.
Take the top off, and who knows what you might find. Won't confess all my sins. You can bet I'll try it, but you can't always win. 'Cause I'm a gypsy. Are you coming with me? I might steal your clothes and wear them if they fit me. Never made agreements, just like a gypsy. And I won't back down 'cause life's already bit me. And I won't cry, I'm too young to die if you gon' quit me. 'Cause I'm a gypsy. Gypsy. I can't hide what I've done. Scars remind me just how far that I've come. To whom it may concern, only run with scissors when you want to get hurt. 'Cause I'm a gypsy. Are you coming with me? And wear them if they fit me. I don't make agreements, just like a gypsy. And I won't back down 'cause life's already fit me. And I won't cry, I'm too young to die if you gone with me.
It is all for today. We hope this radio program has been like you. Our trip is to another school, another place. We will see you soon. Bye.
Come along for the ride, oh yeah. Come along for the ride, ooh. 'Cause I'm a gypsy, are you coming with me? I might steal your clothes and wear them if they fit me. Never made agreements, just like a gypsy. And I won't back down 'cause life's already fit me. I won't cry, I'm too young to drive you gone.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.